Like their fathers, they were disloyal and faithless, as unreliable as a faulty bow. Psalms 78:57 is our scripture for today.
Lord, the only way that I can keep from being disloyal or faithless to you is through your strength. In my weakness, you are strong. The only way I can have your strength for my own is to yield to you. There must be less of me and more of you if I am to live a victorious life of loyalty to you. Amen.
Today, think about how did you feel during the times of your life when you were disloyal or faithless to God? How do you think He felt? The world doesn't look at it as being unfaithful. The world looks at it, to quote the famous saying from the 70s, if it feels good, do it. But as a Christian, we have to look at it differently. We have to do just like our license plate says, WWJD. What would Jesus do? That should be our question with every move, every sight, every thought we go through the day. How would He handle it? What would He do? What would Jesus do today?
Today's action. God is talking to you. Have you stopped your busy life long enough to hear Him? As you kneel before Him today, wait quietly before Him and remember, God speaks through His Word to those who will listen with their hearts. Today's treasure is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus passed on from there, He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. And He said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him.
Disloyal. Where would your marriage be? Where would your friendships be if you were disloyal to them? As a Christian, your number one loyalty should be to the Lord. In the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think, the way you live, the way you care for your families. Jesus, number one in all things.